With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. A mandatory evacuation order is in place for residents southwest of Helena on Holmes Gulch Road and Martinez Gulch Road. There's also a pre-evacuation advisory for the South Hills area. There will be a community meeting at 8 tonight at the Montana City Fire Station No. 1. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. Secretary Zinke was in Montana today and participated in a press conference with reporters when he visited the command post for the Lolo Peak Fire outside Florence. But his staff said he would not take questions about the monument's review.
Reporters, hi, I'm Heather Swift with Interior. If you have any questions about the monument review, please ask me. This briefing is about the fire and what the secretaries are doing here today.
Can you give us any details on which of the handful of monuments will be getting adjustments?
The press release was sent out. The secretary's summary is included, and that's all we have for right now.
Swift spoke with MTPR's Eric Whitney. The summary report includes no details on which national monuments are being recommended for boundary revisions. You can read a copy of it on our website, mtpr.org. Prior to today's announcement, Secretary Zinke said that no changes will be made to the Upper Missouri River Breaks National Monument in Montana. Two cabinet secretaries and the Republicans in Montana's congressional delegation visited the command post for the Lolo Peak Fire outside Florence today. At a press conference afterwards, they said, quote, radical environmentalists were to blame for catastrophic wildfires. MTPR's Eric Whitney reports.
In his opening remarks, Senator Steve Daines said,
Montanans are saying we are tired of breathing the smoke. We are tired of seeing these catastrophic wildfires. And either we are going to better manage our forests, or the forests are going to manage us.
Daines, Congressman Greg Gianforte, and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke blamed restrictive regulations and environmental lawsuits for preventing efforts to reduce fire risk. Here's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, who's in charge of the U.S. Forest Service.
What we want to learn is really how we can get ahead of these forest fires. We can't do anything about the weather, but we can do things about forest management.
The VIP delegation was at Lolo Peak Incident Command for about 90 minutes. Light rain fell on the camp for about half the time they were there. Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's governor has removed the chairman of the Parks and Recreation Board, asked the vice chairwoman to resign, and is asking the new board to focus on the long-term sustainability of the state park system. Governor Steve Bullock is asking the board and the director of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to develop a so-called Parks in Focus initiative to identify ways to address the park system's financial, operational, and cultural challenges. A fire that started near Dillon yesterday is more than 50% contained. The 3,000-acre Moorer Mountain fire was ignited after an ATV driven by a Department of Natural Resources and Conservation employee caught on fire. The employee attempted to put it out, but the fire spread rapidly due to high temperatures, low humidity, and dry vegetation. There are homes within 3 miles of the blaze, but fire personnel say they are not threatened at this time. The director of Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says he has dismissed Bob Harrington as state forester. John Tubbs says Harrington was placed on paid administrative leave in May and fired in mid-August. He declined to give a reason other than personnel reasons. Harrington argues the decision isn't final. A heifer has tested positive for the disease brucellosis on a cattle ranch near Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie has more.
A Madison County ranch was placed under quarantine by the Montana Department of Livestock earlier this month after the infected cow was discovered during a voluntary blood test. State veterinarian Marty Zalewski.
She was taken to slaughter and tissues were collected. And then those tissues were cultured positive for Brucella abortus, which is the strain of brucellosis that's found in greater Yellowstone area elk and bison.
The disease's presence was confirmed on Wednesday. Brucellosis can cause cows to abort their young, and the infected animal was discovered within Montana's designated surveillance area, a 4-county zone in southwest Montana where the risk of brucellosis transmission from elk runs high. Cattle living within the DSA are subject to mandatory vaccinations and testing prior to sale. Zalewski says this is the 9th brucellosis infection there since 2010.
When you look at the thousands of cattle that are in that area, numerous operations, the fact that we've found 9 cases since 2010 is actually indicates that it's pretty rare.
Officials are now testing the rest of the Madison County ranch's herd for the disease and expect to be done by the beginning of next week. The name of the ranch is not public due to confidentiality. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is proposing several amendments to existing rules addressing risk management of brucellosis transmission between elk and cattle. These changes include the use of hunting to control the disease. A public hearing on the proposed rule amendments will be held on September 12th at 6 p.m. at the FWP Regional Office in Bozeman. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, Yellowstone Public Radio.
I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.